Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, we are back, and we're talking golf. The U.S. Open is right around the corner here at Oakmont. The last few days have been beautiful. The place is looking spectacular, and it's going to be a test. But you know, Joe, this week, the final stage of qualifying, and if you're going to qualify, you got to go through an arduous process. On Monday was called the golf's longest day, and it always produces unforgettable stories and storylines. You have guys, big names like Max Homa, like Matt Kuchar, who have to try to qualify. There are only 85 people exempt, the rest of them, and it's an open field. You can get 10,800 people, all with scratch handicaps, trying to do it. So you're going to get crazy stories, and we are lucky enough to have with us now a man who overcame it all, defied the odds, and now he's coming back to Pittsburgh. He's a Western Pennsylvania guy. Let's welcome in Matt Vogt from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Where are you guys?
We're good, Matt. So he's a dentist turned golfer, but before that, Seneca Valley guy, born and raised around here, caddied at Oakmont with the dream one day of getting back here. And I saw your interview post-round the other day, and you started by saying, "I hope I don't cry," which pretty much sums up, I guess, your emotional state at that point. Congratulations, Matt. That's an unbelievable accomplishment.
Thank you, guys. This has been the craziest couple days of my life, for sure. If I look like I'm running on, I managed to get like 7 hours of sleep last night, but the night after the qualifier, we were in Walla Walla, Washington, which is known for its like 250 wineries. We thought we were going to try all of them. We're just too tired. We got some pizza and just like, I couldn't stop scrolling my phone. It wouldn't stop blowing up. It's just been an incredible couple days, honestly. I still feel like it still feels like a dream, but here we are.
And here we are after you shoot 68-68. And you know, Joe, the thing about him, he was a caddy. He spent 6 years or so doing that at Oakmont. So if anyone knows this golf course, it's you. So I'm looking at FanDuel and DraftKings, I'm making a bet on you to win the entire thing now, just because of your local knowledge, Matt.
You know, it's like it's funny because I'm playing in the U.S. Open and playing against obviously the best players in the world, and you know, won my qualifier to get there. So like, obviously playing great, but you're still like, I'm trying to minimize any expectations. You know, the local knowledge is going to be great. I'm most excited about just knowing what's going on at Oakmont, right? I've been in the locker room. I've been in the caddy yard. Like, I've been around that golf course a million times. I haven't seen the most recent renovations, so I'll have to figure out what's going on there. But just knowing the layout of things, it's going to really help just feel as calm as I can, like, while playing in the U.S. Open in front of gosh knows how many people. So that's going to be the cool part. It's just I kind of know my way around the place.
Well, Matt, congratulations first, and then watching your interview on the Golf Channel the other day, you said, "I feel like I'm going to wake up from a dream here in a little while, and it's not going to be real, but it is real." And anybody who saw that interview probably was getting emotional as you were in it when you were talking about your dad, and you wore a ribbon in your hat in his honor, and it was just incredible to watch. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, so my dad was diagnosed with colon cancer last summer, and then he started to struggle quite a bit and passed in April. And I feel him with me. You know, we had a close bond. Honestly, guys, like our biggest bond was Pittsburgh sports. Mm. Like we watched every single Penguins game. He lived in Nashville, just had moved around. I live in Indianapolis, but we're watching every single Pens game, texting constantly. That was the bond we shared. Obviously, Pirates and Steelers too. So we shared the bond over golf. And just he was my biggest fan. He was always tracking me. And through live scoring, no matter what I was playing, could be a one day Indiana event or something, you know, the USAM. He's always tracking me and my biggest fan. So I wear that ribbon for him. I wear it for other people who have been affected by cancer. Hmm. And truly, like, I know he's not with us anymore, but like I meant what I said on the Golf Channel. Like I feel him with me. I feel him tracking me. And I'll always have that memory, and it honestly brought me so much strength to think about that when coming down the stretch, I just wanted to puke all over, you know, trying to make this happen.
Well, he's going to be with you again next week, and I can only imagine what that's going to be like for you. So, Joe, the thing is, like I said, the local knowledge is there for him. So, I want to ask you about, you know, what tell people about your game, the strengths of it. Does it suit Oakmont? And what kind of golfer needs to prevail there? Because we've seen over the years, he scores dating back to 1927 at plus 13. Sam Parks, that's a local guy from South Hills. He ended up winning at plus 11. It's not unusual for a winning score to be even or plus. What do you think it's going to take? And tell us about your game.
Yeah, that's the one question I don't have the answer for, because I've never played Oakmont in U.S. Open conditions. I do remember, like, in playing the USAM, I felt like there were times when just caddying, like the greens were faster and firmer than the USAM and the rough was longer. Like, because if it were any harder for the USAM in 2021, I mean, guys, just, it would take forever to just get around the golf course, you know? So, you know, and when I played in the USAM, like you only played one round at Oakmont, I missed match play and my score started with an 8 at Oakmont. So
see, Joe, don't feel so bad. He kills himself when he gets an 8. It happens.
Yeah. But that, you know, that my strength of my game, you know, I hit the ball a long, long, long way. And I know that, and hopefully it goes straight. So far this year, it's been going pretty straight. So that's my thing. And then, you know, I hope to just kind of overpower golf courses. I truly don't know how that will play at Oakmont. I guess if you're going to be in the rough, you'd rather be closer to the hole. You know, I've seen the pictures and the videos already of the conditions out there. I heard that last Monday when a lot of pros were there, or this Monday, it was kind of a bloodbath. So I honestly have no clue, Bob, but I hope that my biggest thing is, like, this happens really fast. Like, I'm leaving on Saturday to go to the golf tournament and get ready. I can't change who I am. I can't change my game, my preparation. Like, I've got what I've got at this point, and just got to sounds cliche, but just take a shot at a time out there and try to keep the golf course in front of you as much as possible. But I have no clue what it's going to be like playing it under US Open conditions. I mean, it's probably going to be insane compared to anything I've ever experienced.
Do you know a lot of these guys, the bigger names on tour, and how do you imagine it'll be just to sort of be around them?
I you know, playing, like, trying to play as much like amateur and mid-amateur golf as life and work and family will permit, like, you kind of start to rub shoulders with those kinds of guys. No, I can't say I have any, like, personal friendship with guys on tour, or know any of them very well. I think initially in the week, I will probably just soak in everything. I'll be starstruck. You know, I'll look around the range, and just be in awe. And I hope that as the tournament gets closer, I can, you know, really stick to my process and try to do what's best for me to play my game. Again, I have zero expectation, you know, zero. And with this happening so fast after qualifying, like, you just got to go out there and give it your all. But I am excited to just be that close to be, just to be a part of the event. It's very, very cool. Like, this is our national championship. And, you know, I was at the 07 Open. I was at the 16 Open at Oakmont. Like, now I get to play in it. It's just truly a dream.
It's unbelievable. Definitely got to soak it all in. So did you ever caddy for any of those guys? Because I've heard a lot of people who've been there over the years, and I imagine you've had some great stories as a caddy too.
Yeah, I caddied for Nick Watney. The big one was Nick Watney in like 2011, and that was when he was like top 10 in the world, yeah. I think. Just tearing it up. He's still out there grinding. I remember caddying for him. I caddied for Carol Semple Thompson when she won the West Pan Am, which is pretty cool to see her game and like see how she plays from, you know, the ladies tees or the up tees on the at Oakmont. Those were the two main ones. Really, it was just like going there every day, you know, single or double bagging for members, guests, just so many. Like, what caddying at Oakmont taught me is like, there's obviously a lot of successful people there who love golf. And it just kind of, as a college kid and a high school college kid, like, it just kind of teaches you a little bit of like how to conduct yourself, you know, how to maybe navigate life. And every once in a while you get to pick the brains of people out there. So, it was just an awesome experience. Looking back on it, I didn't know how good we had it caddying there and then playing on Monday nights. Mm. It was amazing.
All right. So the single biggest key to reading a green is what, Matt? I picked up this horrible game 4 years ago and it's taken over my life. I don't know how to read a green. You must, from being a great player and a caddy. What's the single biggest key?
So I use the aim, it's called aim point system. You use your feet. Now I'm going to duck because people are probably going to yell at me, or a lot of people don't like that process. They think it takes a long time. I'm certainly not the fastest at it, but I think using your feet, not letting your eyes deceive you too much is a big key. At Oakmont, I'm not sure if and how much the green contours have changed with the renovations, but I like knowing generally what I'm getting into with some of the slopes and some of the ways to play those greens. I think using your feet could be a good place to start, but you got to do it fast or else people aren't too happy with you.
And I'm sure you'll be out there all, you know, when you get there and just navigating those new green expansions. Most of them are to the perimeter of these greens, like 15. It looks interesting because it changes the pin placement. But also I want to ask you about, you mentioned Open Championships. So there's a 17-year-old kid, right, Joe? I mean, if you're good enough, you can play. I think his name's Mason Howell from Georgia. He actually qualified and did so over some of the biggest names. There's celebrities who play, sports stars from other sports play. It's got to be incredible to see a 17-year-old kid do this.
Yeah, I mean, that's golf. Like, golf is so – it's very democratic. Like, if you can play the best, if you can shoot the best score that day at a qualifier at a tournament, you win, right? And if you don't, figure out a way to do better next time, you know? So that's what's so cool about golf is that, you know, did I expect to go out to my sectional site and qualify? Not particularly, but on that day, you know, it golf happened, right? So I think it's so neat to see how the process plays out for all the USGA championships, but the Open, it's just, if you can do it, shoot the scores that are required of you. Right. So it's neat. It's neat that there's that aspect of obviously the exempt players, the top ranked players in the world. And then the rest is just, you got to go out and you got to get it done at your qualifiers.
Any problem getting the days off from your life as a dentist? Are you still a dentist right now? And do you go
business
right back to that?
Booming, to take a word out of Antonio Brown. Business is booming.
So it's kind of funny because, you know, I'm out on the golf course and, you know, I played well the first round. So I think I was tied for the lead in my sectional and I didn't check my phone all day, but, you know, stuff starts blowing up. And the initial media response has been like, you know, this portrayed me as this, you know, 5 day a week grinder in the office, goes to hit some golf balls afterwards and qualifies for the US Open. Like I work with another dentist in my office that I started myself in 2018. And I have a team there, obviously, of support staff. So we do a really good job of balancing our weeks. We basically split each week to take care of patients. So I am not in, I've been very truthful. Like, I'm not in the office grinding away. I have some time usually each week that I'm doing administrative work to make sure things are running well. And then on the side too, I work with dentists to help go through the same experience I went through in starting their practices or purchasing a practice. Like, we don't get that business education in school. So that's another way that I just, you know, I like to give to work with others in my profession. And all of those things kind of come together to allow me to get out on the golf course at times throughout the week, at least for a little bit of time. So, yeah, Dr. Summers at the office, she's covering the days I was supposed to be there next week. Patients are all taken care of. I actually just got off the phone with the team today, this morning, and should be all set. No matter what happens at the Open, though, I'll be back the next week. I'm very much still needed to take care of people and have a job in the office. So,
but I suspect you're just going to enjoy this whole experience regardless, because the expectations are whatever they are. I'm sure you'd like to make the cut and be there for the weekend. You're still an amateur. But what's it going to be like? Because you know people out there are going to be knowing all about your story. And there could be a chant like, Matthew, Matthew. Or you never know. Vote for vote, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Vote for vote. That was my high school student council slogan. I think I lost that. So. Bob, it's a weird balance of, you've got to soak it in. You want to enjoy it. Like, I will never, ever, ever forget this if I don't play in another USGA event in my life. I'll never forget this. So you want to soak it in. You don't want to be a robot. You don't want to have expectations. But at the same time, like, I want to play as best I can. I got here. And, it's a weird balance. But I just love the Pittsburgh connection so much. Like, I'm a Hoosier. I'm an adopted Hoosier. I came out here for school, and my wife and I just kind of settled down here. She's from Northern Indiana. We decided this was the best place to kind of split the difference. But I bleed black and gold. Like, I'm a Pittsburgher through and through. And so I actually told her that I just decided when I was filling out the USGA paperwork, like, when we get announced on the tee, like, we're playing for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's what we're going to do. So I'm sure, you know, we'll have some fun early in the week. Like, I'm just going to live it up, honestly. And then we got to try to get focused on playing as best we can as the tournament gets closer.
When all this dies down, can Bob and I make a pilgrimage there and play at Brickyard Crossing with you, Matt?
Brickyard's great. Yeah, I played a place at called Highland Golf and Country Club. It's awesome. The membership's incredible. Like, the outpouring of support is great. Everyone's super supportive, but then, like, even this week, they kind of know that we're on a mission, and I've still got to stick to practice and a routine here to try to get ready. So yeah, come on out. Let's make it happen. I'd love to play some
golf. I'll caddy for you. I'd rather watch you play. I probably owe you one of those anyway. So that'll be
fun. You know, I try to get back home a decent amount. Like I said, my mom still lives in Cranberry. We've got a 15-month-old daughter, so we're always trying to, you know, get, grandma's trying to get some time with her. And so, and like I said, my good friend Kevin O'Brien's going to be on the bag for me. He's a field club member. Yeah. So I could, you know, let's make it happen out in Pittsburgh. It'd be great.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right. Matt, we wish you all the best. It's a great story,
Matt.
And regardless how it turns out, you should have the time of your life, and you deserve it after all the hard work you put in. So, all the best.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. It's pretty cool to be talking to you guys. Like, I've listened to you all. Like, I listen to the radio, Pittsburgh Sports Talk, all the time. You know, I grew up watching you guys, and now it's like full circle moment. So, I very much appreciate it. So, thank you for all the support.
We look forward to seeing you on Monday.
Good luck,
for
Matt.
Sure. All the best. I'd love to see
Thanks,
you make
guys.
The cut. Thanks,
Thank
Matt.
Thank you.
And if I need a tooth filled, I'll call you too. That's another thing. We can set that up. Take it easy.
Bob, that was tremendous. I know who I'm rooting for.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a good dude too. He's just grounded. Everything about him.
Amazing.
He's, you know, family man, hard worker, dentist. But again, caddies. That's what I would tell you, Joe. If you're a young kid and you want to learn something about life, and connections and just everything, caddying's a great thing to do. And he's done it for a long time at the highest place, and now he gets a chance to actually do it.
We'll Bob, see. We've been invited to a country club, have we not?
Once again,
in
Joe
Indianapolis?
Strikes, doesn't he?
Joe inviting himself.
He invites himself. He's got a road trip.
I said the Brickyard Crossing that we could go to, which I'm going to, by the way, next weekend, Bob, I might add. The Brickyard Crossing, while the Open's happening here.
You're going to do that?
Yes.
Well, drop Matt's name. He can barely say, yep.
You know, I will.
Yeah, so.
And he said he would play with us here, didn't he? Although I got the feeling at the end when he was saying, I watched you guys growing up, he was being very polite. He meant you.
Well, he told me that when I first texted him congratulations. He said, oh, my God. And then he said, do I have to wear, Austin gave me this thing. He said, do I have to wear makeup? I said, no, trust me. You won't have to do that. You're young. You look good. I do.
That was a great, great get by you, Bob. That
oh,
was
it's just, you know, again, the
interview.
Golf community, you can make a lot of friends, and they have some great caddies out there at Oakmont, too. They really do. They're really, you asked them a good question about putting. Now, I don't understand what he said because I've seen that, and I don't understand how
when
that works.
When people kind of walk up to the
hole.
Yeah,
they walk up.
I don't know what they're doing.
I
don't know how to do that.
It just takes a special understanding of that, whatever he described. There's a plumb bobbing thing you
plumb
see guys
bobbing.
Do. I don't
I've
like
done
that.
It all. It. I don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it. I just look, and I figure the less time I have thinking about it, the better I'll putt.
Yeah.
And get it to the hole.
Limits, did you get the feeling at the end that Matt, who seemed like a great guy, was being very polite to me to say, I watched you guys growing up and listening to you guys? He meant Bob.
Well, he meant Bob, but, I mean, he's probably read your stuff, Joe, and he's probably also seen you on the nightly sports call with Bob and
he may have.
The showdown with Bob.
He may have.
Yeah, he's very familiar with your work. When I was talking to him, he's a passionate, as you said, a passionate sports fan.
And a Penguin
fan.
I made
me feel old, though, when he said, I watched you growing up at Seneca
How old
Valley.
Is he?
34.
Okay. So he's old enough to have been following the Yager Penguins, right?
Oh, I'm sure. That's probably what got him going, that yeah. Mary Lemieux, Yager, Francis, all of them. So, yeah.
So good. I think maybe late August, Bob, we're headed to Indy. I'll drive. I'll pick you up at your house.
Okay, we'll do that. And we'll hopefully we'll get the vote from Matt Vogt.
That was great.
That's going to be fun. And that other kid I mentioned, that 17-year-old, he's going to get a lot of attention. And he yeah. should. I mean, that's incredible.
Oh, I think people are going to be going crazy for Vogt if he
can you imagine?
If he performs here. I wonder how far he hits it. He said, I hit the ball
He said long,
long
four
way.
Times. Long, 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 long way. So I know he hits the ball a long way. But as he said, you better put it in play because it doesn't do no good if you're hitting it 340 yards in the rough.
The amazing part when we played Oakmont, what was that, a month ago now, was that you don't get punished as severely for missing wildly
right.
as you do for barely missing the fairway. And I guess that makes sense for pros. If you barely miss the fairway, you're in big trouble. If you shoot it like I do and miss it by 100 yards, you still have a shot.
You're in another fairway where yes. there's no rough. So, yeah, you can do that, but I don't think I'd like to live like that on that golf course.
No.
You're getting in a lot of other kind of trouble.
I know.
Ditches.
I can't wait to watch it.
Lots of ditches that you don't even notice out there, but they rear their menacing tentacles.
That was tremendous, Bob. So coming up, we have Mark Cabali. We go from one star to another, Bob. Mark Cabali.
Marky, baby. We're going to talk.
The big boy.
OTAs and who's there and who's not there, I guess.
Yeah. And we're going to ask him all kinds of Steelers questions, including what he thinks of the possibility of Jonnu Smith and Gabe Davis. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. What happened?
Is it tea time?
Oh, boy. We have a bell ringer, everyone. The Penguins have made an announcement.
Oh, boy.
And you know what announcement this is. But the
yes.
thing is it who we thought it would be?
But they're having a press
know.
Conference
Tell
today.
Me, Cher, or would you like this to be a big radio tease?
Make it.
A radio tease would be incredible.
Because
right
we, again,
now,
don't know if the big boy's going to join us or not. I still haven't heard from him. He's
well, wait a
to.
Second. We better do it now because the big boy, can you tell the big boy to, they've hired a coach. Is that right?
The Penguins have officially hired a coach.
I want to hear who it is, Bob, don't you?
Yes,
or
do
you want
to
do a
no,
radio
tease? No, I think
tease?
People who are driving now, you may detain them from going into the shopping mall, wherever, you're going to get away through 10 more minutes. Give it to them.
Is it the assistant from?
Is it, I hope it's Mitch Love.
Yeah. Is it?
Bob.
DJ Smith, who?
It is not Mitch Love.
DJ Ooh, Smith.
DJ Smith?
It is not DJ Smith.
Holy horse follicles.
The Penguins have
Hold
hired.
Hold on, let's keep guessing.
Keep guessing.
David Quinn.
It is not David
no,
Quinn.
It be that.
Jay Woodcroft.
It is not Jay Woodcroft.
Jay Pandolfo.
Mackie says looks like me.
Pandolfo.
It is not Jay Pandolfo.
Holy bird milk. Kevin
so,
Constantine.
It is not Kevin Constantine. Literally all the names that we heard. That
Ivan Hlinka.
It is not Ivan Hlinka.
That would be hard. Who is it?
Dan Muse is the new Penguins head coach. M-U-S-E. Welcome to Pittsburgh, Dan Muse, they just tweeted, with a story and a quote from Kyle Dubas.
Bob, I'm musing on this right now, and I've never heard of him. Should I have? Who is he? Who is Dan Muse? He looks like, oh my God, he looks like Joe Block.
He kind of looks like Malzi a little bit.
Dan Muse?
Oh my God, he looks just like Joe Block. Look at this, Bob. See.
5 years
oh,
as an assistant coach.
If I didn't know better, that is Joe Block. Yeah,
Look
they
at
cloned
this
him.
Limits. They
oh,
cloned
I'm looking
him.
At the picture, yes.
The Calliopes could be heard from here to Sewickley.
So, you know, the
amazing.
Interesting thing about this was he was an assistant coach with the Rangers over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So Mike Sullivan leaves the Penguins for the Rangers, and Dan Muse leaves the Rangers for the Penguins.
Bob, what do you think?
Flipping coaches.
I don't know anything about him because I didn't hear his name.
Neither do I. We're gonna have to check some sources here. Did anybody mention Dan Muse in any story ever
no,
regarding the Penguins coaching?
Not
search?
That I saw. It was Woodcroft. Yeah, it was Smith.
It was all those names. And
Mitch Love was the one that I thought they were gonna hire.
Wow, that's
Dan Muse.
This is incredulent, Bob. Served as head coach of the USHL's Chicago Steel for two seasons, led them to a Clark Cup in 2017, Bob. They also won the Almond Joy Cup that year.
The Clark Kellogg Cup.
Additionally, he spent time on the staff at Yale, and he's been involved heavily with USA Hockey, it looks like, the men's under-18 national team, and yes, an assistant with the Rangers. This is incredulent, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to know... Are they having a press conference today? Do you know?
I have not received an email if so, but I imagine that they would either today or tomorrow.
And Nashville. He's a longtime assistant with Nashville and the Rangers after he coached the Chicago Steel. What an interesting hire. I want to learn more
honestly,
about
he looks,
it.
Honestly, if you did not tell me who that was and you just held up the picture, I would have said, that's Joe Block.
Oh, Limits? My gosh, it does look like Joe Block. I'm looking at another picture.
That's incredible. I mean, here's what we need to do, oh, limitless wonder. We need to call our friend Arthur Staple from New York. Remember we just talked to him when the Sully thing happened?
Yeah, before make it sure happened I still have his number saved.
Yes, we need to talk to him or our friend John Glennon from Nashville because he was with the Predators for 3 years. Bob, we're on the case. You just did a great job getting Matt Vogt. We're gonna try to equal your work ethic, your passion, and your commitment to this show by getting some people to talk about Dan Muse. How's that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going to get to the big boy, Mark Cabali, in a moment. Penguins hired Dan Muse, that is, as their new head coach. He was an assistant with the Rangers. He was an assistant in Nashville. He coached in college. He's been involved in USA Hockey. I would call this a surprise hire. Would you, Bob? I mean, I did not see this name out there.
Well, surprise from the standpoint that nobody seemed to mention his name. At least I haven't seen his name.
Right.
So, you know, Josh Yeovil's always on top of this kind of stuff. Or anybody nationally even. Nobody said Dan Muse, but they kept a pretty good secret there and went after him, talked to him, obviously multiple times. And he fits exactly what Kyle Dubas is looking for. He's had experience in the college level. He's been an assistant. He's gone through it all, penalty killing. seems to be one of his strengths. He coached that unit in Nashville. So we'll see.
Well, you're exactly right. I think his time developing players at those different levels, including, I would imagine, the under 18 national team is right. What might have attracted him to Dubas or Dubas to him. The statement from Dubas says, ultimately, Dan Muse stood out as the best choice. What separated Dan was his ability to develop players, win at all levels where he's been a head coach, and his consistent success coaching special teams in the NHL. You're exactly right. So he's been in the U.S. national team developmental program. Rucker McGroarty was one of his players, Bob, there. He won a title in the U.S. Hockey League, as I mentioned. So he's been around, you know, he's put in the time. And, you know, whenever somebody hires a coach, it's like, I have no idea.
You can't make judgments.
Is Mike Tomlin going to be a good coach? Right. He was a defensive coordinator for what, 1 year in Minnesota? That turned out pretty well in the early going for sure. And you could say overall, Mike Sullivan, I don't know, is that going to work out? They just promoted him from Wilkes-Barre. He was fired in his only other job in Boston. It worked out. So guys we've never heard of work out. Guys who have been around for a long time who are the big names, Mike Babcock, don't work out. Things like that, right? You just never know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to make a judgment. I know the guy has experience of what they're looking for. He spent time in every level here from the under 18 league all the way up to coaching in college ranks. And now, you know, 20 years of experience. And sometimes that's, you know, Kyle Dubas, that's his job. He's got to find the guy who he thinks most fits what they need. So,
yeah, it's on Dubas. It's his show now from, you know, the lowest part of the roster to the minor leagues to now the head coach. It's his show. And this is going to take time, obviously, to know if this guy is the right guy. The only thing I know about this man for sure right now, Bob, is that he's the spitting image of Joe Block. I mean, have you seen the photos? It's unbelievable. I mean,
especially when he wears glasses.
It's uncanny.
Yeah. They say that everybody out there has a twin or somebody who looks just like you somewhere in this world.
Yes.
Have you ever, do you want to meet the next Joe Starkey, the other Joe Starkey?
I wouldn't mind, yeah.
Do you think he would have the same sort of idiosyncrasies that you have?
I hope not for his sake, yes.
Does he yelp the way you would yelp? If he yelps that way, then you know it's more than that. It must be your clone.
I don't think he yelps. Let's go to the big boy. It's been very rude to keep him waiting, Bob, and I blame you. Mark Caballi.
You blame me. I already messed him up once this week, and I owe him. So,
Mark Caballi from the Pat McAfee Show. Hello, Dr. Caballi. How are you?
What's up? Isn't there a Joe Starkey that used to do
radio?
I just told Little Limits this story the other day. I met him on the Steelers trip to San Francisco all those years ago. Huh?
A fan's yelling at me.
Oh, what are they yelling?
He just said I'm on the radio. Hold on.
Oh.
Oh.
What'd he say?
Wants to get a selfie with the big boy. How
all
about
right,
that?
Big boy. We'll give you a minute. Go ahead and get that selfie.
Joe Starkey said he'll give you a minute, so.
Go ahead.
You can take a picture.
Do it now. Just get it. You don't want to keep the fan waiting.
This is special, Bob.
The blue healer.
It's Winston.
Is Winston the dog?
Hammer Don Caballi. Right. See you.
All right, brother.
Appreciate
you. Oh, my God.
A star.
Get that and amplify that. Hammer wow. down, Caballi. Get that and amplify that limits for later in the thing. Just that. And we'll use that with the intro. Forget the story with Joe Starkey. Nobody cares. How about the Steelers? What's happening there? What's the big story of the day? How about Gabe Davis and Jonnu Smith? Does either or both come here?
You know, I swear I just saw Gabe Davis, but I'm not 100% sure of that. But the big story here is the weather, man. It's 87 degrees. These guys are dying out here today. Almost full participant. A lot of people here today. But if I was a guessing man, they don't bring Gabe Davis in just to say hello and how you doing. They would be interested in signing him over a guy like Jonnu Smith. It's just there's too many holes in the Jonnu Smith story for me. Number one is I don't think he would want to come here. I mean, I think Miami doesn't want to move him, and I think he can do better with a need more of a wide receiver than anything else. So I would imagine here that Gabe Davis would be their number one priority, and we could hear today, tomorrow, very soon that he'll be signing.
Today or tomorrow, you said?
Well, it could be. I think I saw him. It's hard to tell.
Do you like him as a choice here after what happened in Jacksonville? And
I'll take anything, Bob. I mean, you can't sit here and wait and wait and wait and say, oh, it's at the goal line, so to speak, anymore. You have to have a plan.
Was that a shot at Pony?
That's a shot at Pony.
Definitely a shot at Pony. Yes, Bob?
You have to have a plan in place here. So, yeah, I would take him. Right now, you don't have to pay too much. I mean, I think that Jacksonville owes most of the guaranteed money, if not all of it. It all depends on if that second year that they'd have to pay a lot, but you can work around that as well. I'll tell you one thing, though. Roman Wilson is a guy that's on a mission. My Lord, he's out there 25 minutes later than anybody else, and the guy is ripped to shreds, looking good. If he's going to fail this year, then you might as well just cut him, because he's doing everything right now. You might not even need Gabe Davis, is what I'm getting at.
Well, that would be good. It's almost like adding another draft pick to this year's class.
Now, right? Wait a second, Bob. The big boy here is usually very cynical about football and shorts and all these things. What's going on here?
Well, the way he transformed his body, I mean, he's a different looking individual than when he came in from Michigan. That's what I'm basing it on. I'm not basing it on, you know, seven shots, third string defensive lineman or anything like that. I'm just basing on how he looks out there, how he's running routes, his determination too. I mean, there's a lot of things that just add up that says this guy looks like he's going to be a player. I mean, it doesn't mean anything right now. He has to go out and do it. But I like where Roman Wilson is right now compared to maybe a month ago when we just weren't sure. Now I can see Roman saying, okay, I can see him being a guy that's, you know, could take a good load of snaps and catches off this offensive juggernaut that they're trying to put together. I'm kidding with the juggernaut. So that's why I look at it. I just think he's put himself in position to succeed this year.
Bob, I can't believe we're watching the Pirate game here. I can't believe Tommy Pham struck out in his pinch hitting appearance. Can you?
Pirates playing now?
No. This is a redo from last night.
I'm guessing they lose 3-0.
Yeah, and I'm guessing Tommy Pham's about to strike out again. Yeah, Josh, but that's Hader, beside the point.
Josh Hader had going pretty good. Mark, I want to get your assessment of the quarterbacks from, you know, obviously you have Rudolph and Howard getting opportunities there, especially Howard. I mean, how have they looked so far? I think this version of Mason Rudolph and me strikes me as more confident, more determined.
Yeah, Rudolph, plus he's had, 6-7 years of experience under his belt as well, so that helps a lot. He comes in here knowing a lot of these guys. He knows basically how they run this organization, so he does look smoother than what we've seen in the past. But once again, we're talking about OTAs here when, you know, there's not a lot of live reps going on during the 90 minutes of OTAs. There's a handful of team reps, and maybe he held on to the ball a little bit too long a couple times today. But he seems like another guy that's at least set him up in position to succeed if they need to go that route. He's not coming in looking overwhelmed. He's not looking like that rookie season or, you know, a couple years after that. He looks like if he's afforded that opportunity, maybe he's not going to be a Pro Bowler, but he can lead them to some wins. And that's the demeanor I get from him right now.
So back to Gabe Davis. Are you endorsing this idea? And do you still think the Jonnu Smith thing is on the table? Because I watch Gabe Davis. He was one of the biggest free agent busts in Jacksonville history. And with Buffalo, while he put up big numbers at times, I thought it was mostly a function of Josh Allen. Didn't you?
Yeah, once again, I mean, you're not paying anything for him. Jacksonville's due for all the guaranteed money, so I would like to have somebody under contract in here and worry about if he's going to be good or not, and you can move on from him if he's not, rather than scrambling in August and September because your wide receiver room wasn't what it what you thought it might be. So at this point, I'll take anybody. I'll take anybody that's willing to sign on and at least provide some more depth here. So that's why I say Gabe Davis. I mean, Davis was talented enough to get a pretty hefty deal from Jacksonville. I know he struggled, but when you have two first-round picks right after that, they're pretty much outside looking in. As I said, it's like Russell Wilson last year. It's not going to really cost you much to take a look at him. So why not?
Okay. Bob?
That sounds like a defeatist.
I don't know. Is this team going to be any good at any point, Mark? The whole process here gets tiresome. When are they going to be back to being good and at least being competitive in a playoff game?
Once they get a quarterback, right? Once they get solid quarterback play for 17 games, they get that, they'll be fine. And, you know, that's not the easiest thing to find. So, I mean, we try to break things down and figure out what's wrong and scheme this and scheme that and routes this. If the quarterback plays well, they're going to win. If the quarterback doesn't play well, well, they're not going to win. I mean, after all this money and millions of dollars they put into scouting and developing guys and putting in the roster, it basically comes down to one guy. And until they find that guy, they're going to struggle. They're not going to be a playoff contender. Mason could get him close, I think. I think Aaron Rodgers is interesting to the point where let's see what he can do. Maybe he, you know, maybe he shocks everybody at 41 and puts them into that next level, albeit just a one-year type of situation. But, you know, I mean, it's not different. It doesn't matter how many turnovers Minka Fitzpatrick has. It's how many turnovers and touchdowns the quarterback throws, and it's as simple as that.
Thank you, big boy.
Mark, we'll see you on Sunday night. I appreciate it.
Are you sure, Rob?
Yeah,
I'm involved.
Sure,
Rob. I just called you Rob.
Rob?
No, I mean, yeah, I'm sure. I wasn't sure last week. I screwed up. I overbooked. I was on vacation.
You didn't mention it. You didn't mention anything to me other than that 13 times.
Yeah, I'll do it a 14th time. I'm sorry, Mark.
Hammer Don Cabulli.
I just don't like operating that way.
Let me hear that again. What did he say?
That was the guy who just got your selfie.
Hammer Don Cabulli.
Was that a guy imitating somebody, or was that actual guy's voice?
That was his voice. I'm convinced.
I don't know. I don't know, and I'm afraid to ask.
Hammer Don Cabulli.
Was he had a dog there?
Yeah, he had a dog. It looked like a little corgi or something. I don't know.
Wait a second. So was this across the street from the facility where those people wait?
Yeah, there's a
and
fence.
Stalk basically the players.
Yeah, he was walking his dog on the bike trail, and I was walking to my car.
Is your sense that he was, you know, putting on a voice, or that he was legit? That was his legitimate accent.
I would assume that's a legitimate voice. He is from Pittsburgh. It sounded like so. I've heard worse Pittsburgh accents.
Hammer Don Cabulli.
I don't even know what they said. Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Mark, doesn't your buddy Tone Diggs have that Hammer Down show he does?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with me?
I don't know. Maybe that's what he was referencing.
Probably. It was Todd Graham. Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Get in the left lane.
Yeah, the fast lane.
Hi, fellas.
All right. See you, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, big boy. Can we hear that just rapid fire like 5 or 7 times in a row? Limits.
Hammer Don Cabulli. 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 Hammer Don Cabulli.
Bob, do you think that's real, or is it someone just playing with him?
I think that's real.
Yeah?
That strikes me as real, yeah. By the way, the other thing, and I want to point this out because I think a texter here had a very good point concerning the new head coach, Dan Mews.
Yeah.
Because we all think he looks like...
Joe Block.
I think he kind of looks like Malzi.
Really?
In a way.
Yeah, but also there's this guy, and I got to find his name here, and he made a good comment. He has a steely look like Tom Barrasso. Do you remember Tom Barrasso? If you look at the one picture, he's right about that.
Yeah, Tom Barrasso once invited me to join them for a practice and say, why don't you see if you can score on me, Starkey?
That would be him. It's Eric Wallach. He says, with the steely look of a bald Tom Barrasso. That's kind of how it looks. So it's a combination.
Well, I asked my friend John Glennon, who covers and has been covering Nashville sports forever, about Dan Mews from his time as an assistant. I said, what do you know of Dan Mews? He said not a ton, unfortunately, aside from the fact that Laviolette loved him. Lavi hired him here to replace Phil Housley after Buffalo hired Housley. He worked primarily with forwards and PK. Preds went 135-75 during his tenure as an assistant. Considered very bright. And then he's going to check with some other people on the guy.
How long do you think the deal is? What do you have to give a first-year head coach? 3 years?
I have no idea, Bump. I don't know what you have to give him or what you will give him. I do know that the Pirates are the only team I've ever seen not announce the length of a deal for a coach or manager. When they extended Shelty. Remember that?
I always thought, well, you don't see football. You know, you find out, but they don't ever tell you how much terms are or length of.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.